Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's never too early to start grooming high school students to be a part of agriculture when it's time for them to choose a career. And you help them do that with the Commissioner's School of Agriculture.
Well, you're right about that. This week, up on Clemson's campus, Department of Agriculture and the College of Agriculture, Forest, and Life Sciences collaborate for now our 11th year of Commissioner School. We got 37 kids in the school this year, pushing our total up toward 400 for the whole program. And you're right, it's to help influence them in career choices and have them look at agriculture, agribusiness, forestry, just a little differently. But it's a pretty in-depth week for them. It's not just a summer camp to go and get away from home for a week, that's for sure.
Well, and they do a lot of different things during this week at Clemson. Everything from plows in the dirt to pencils and paper.
Well, you're right. It's to show them the full range of options, but also having fun doing it. I know last night they had a discussion contest about several topics pertinent to agriculture. I think tonight they'll be making their own recipe of smoothies. Well, they don't just make them. They market them, and they try to sell them and see who's the best business entrepreneur in the crowd. And then we'll get them out on a creek, I think over at Wildcat Creek, and they'll do a creek study. They'll do some turf grass management over at Death Valley. So you're right, it's a wide-ranging week for them.
Now, if a rising sophomore or junior would like to get involved next summer, tell us what we need to do.
Well, they need to be on the lookout the first of the year. We always start up in January with putting the applications online, get them out to the schools. Their high school counselor is their contact, and we like to have those in mid-April. The selection process is getting tougher every year, which is a good thing. I think we have two or more applicants for every one that we can accept, and the quality of the classes I've watched over my 10 years, just that they're more tuned in to what's in front of them in the world, and I guess they put their phones down at least for a while to focus on what we're trying to teach them. And I'm very pleased at the quality of some of the alumni now of the school going on toward doctoral degrees and also just great jobs in agriculture.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.